Welcome back to the Supported CEO Podcast. If you're listening to this episode on the day it comes out, there's still time for you to sign up for our Resonate Messaging Mastery Workshop and join us for the live version of this workshop where we'll be showing you how to unlock the skills to cultivate your authentic voice and connect with your aligned audience. This is an all-value, no-pitch workshop that will help you set the foundations for your most aligned and supported year of business by discovering your message that truly resonates for both you and your audience. Head over to supportedceo.com/resonate and join us live on December 7th if you're hearing this in time. And if not, you can still go to that link to learn more and either grab the replay or join us for a future date. Now, this is part two of a conversation about messaging. And in the last episode, we talked about the importance of feeling connected to your message in your business and how having a disconnect there is the start of a bigger disconnect in your business that can ultimately lead to burnout. So if you haven't already, go back and listen to that episode first. It's the one right before this one. In this episode today, we're going to take the conversation we started last week further to share an exercise that you can do to help you start tapping into your authentic voice and unique message.
Welcome to the Supported CEO Podcast. I'm Kelly Runkles.
And I'm Jenny Krause. We're on a mission to help entrepreneurs reconnect with themselves and their vision in order to live a life that's bigger than business.
We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get straight into the conversations we should all be having more of. To kind of start this conversation off, I want you to think back to if you have ever done a project where you are working with a copywriter or a brand strategist or any sort of like creative service provider who's helping you to like move forward with like brand, copy, visibility, something like that. You've probably filled out some sort of intake questionnaire that's asking for those details about like, what is your business about? Who do you help? How do you help them? If we're getting into copy, definitely there's going to be questions about like, what are they struggling with? What are they hoping to get out of the work with me? And if you've ever gone through that process, first off, I want you to just think about like, what has that experience been like for you in the past? Have you felt like clear? Like, I know how to answer these questions, or has it been like, this is a big process for me to like kind of sit through and like really kind of like feel like more of a struggle to answer some of those questions. So that I want to just kind of pose you with that question as a starting point. If you have experience with filling out questions and things like that, because in my experience as a copywriter, I have found that those who really took the time to like write out detailed responses to those questions were always the ones who ended up seeing the best results. Can you relate to that, Jenny? Did you see any sort of trends like that with your clients who you were doing these projects with?
Yeah, 100%. I think the ones that were really making the space and being open to the journey were the ones who really found the most value of the transformation of what a rebrand process can do and can really help pour the confidence back into like who you are, what you stand for, being very connected to your message in a way that, you know, you should be able to like rock up to any podcast episode or any opportunity that you have to really share about what you're doing and have it be connected across like all the ways that people are going to meet you these days. I remember one of the reasons why that drew me to get into brand strategy is because I would meet a lot of entrepreneurs who I had met online, and then I would meet them in person and I would be like, man, you are like way more awesome in person. Like your online persona just was not resonating. It was not connecting. And then I would meet them in person and say, you got to share this in your message. Like you got to share this part of you in your brand so that people really resonate with who you truly are. And that was really kind of how I got into doing that work. And obviously we are still passionate about kind of helping people tap into really who they are and getting their message to resonate. So that way you can really show up because it affects everything from like your confidence as just a human being to your confidence to making decisions as an entrepreneur and your confidence to serving your clients and selling in your business. Like it's all connected.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And so for me, at least in my business, when I would ask people to fill out those questionnaires, I would like really emphasize, like, please take the time. And we do this with our clients in Release and Align too. Like when we're asking them to like fill out the questionnaire to like begin the work with us, it's like, please take your time to like really sit with these questions. This isn't just a quick, like, fill this out for us. It's for you as much as it is for us to be able to like, yes, it helps us to get to know you and understand like what you're looking for, you know, now with our Release and Align clients, as well as in our previous projects when we were working with copy and branding clients. But that process is for you as much as anything to really help you to like sit with the questions and find the clarity for yourself as a starting point for the next steps of the work. And so in this episode, we want to share a tip for you or like a process for you that you can use to take some of those questions that I would typically ask, and I think Jenny would typically ask in our previous like messaging work with clients, to help you start to use some of those questions for yourself in order to start finding some of that clarity around like what is your like true message at your core that is going to help you like really connect with and call in those perfect fit clients for you. So I have a couple of journal prompts for you. And when I say journal prompts, like you don't necessarily have to like put pen to paper. I would really love it if you did, because I think that's where a lot of the great like ahas come from. But these are questions that you can at least like, I'd like you to ponder on them, even if you don't want to like put pen to paper. But the two questions that I have for you are, first, what do I know that my people are struggling with? And then the second question is, what do I want them to know? So if you want to start doing some of this work to get clear on your unique, authentic message that you're like, that you feel connected to and that your people need to hear, what I recommend is taking these two questions. And, you know, if you're in a place where you can do this, pause this video and do it now. Sorry, pause this podcast and do it now. That's great. But if not, set aside some time to like give yourself, like, honestly, if you can give yourself half an hour, that would be ideal. You don't, if you're not able to give yourself that much time, that's fine. But really like giving yourself like half an hour or so to like really sit with these questions is what I'd recommend. Get out of your normal workspace, take a notebook and pen, and then write out these questions and ask yourself, what do I know my people are struggling with? Sit with that question too. If nothing is coming to mind, like immediately to start writing, sit with it. Like you can close your eyes and just kind of think on that question for a minute and then start writing like whatever comes to mind. The important piece here is like allowing yourself to really free write and like slow down and give yourself space to like not put pressure to like start writing immediately, but just kind of give yourself like sit there for a minute or two, if nothing's coming to mind. And as you sit and think about that question, it will start to come to you. Now, this first question of like, what do I know my people are struggling with? Hopefully that, like some real quick, like things will start to come to mind there. Like you probably, like if you've been in business for a minute, you've got at least some sort of an idea of like the general things people are struggling with. That second question, what do I want them to know, is where your messaging will start to come through. So if you, just as an example, go through that first prompt, what do I know my people are struggling with? You might like come up with three or four different scenarios of like, they're struggling with X, Y, Z, they're struggling with these different things. Ask yourself for each of those different scenarios, what do I want them to know? They're struggling with, you know, part of what their struggle is, first thing, what do I want them to know there? And again, just like sit with that struggle. Like you can close your eyes, give yourself a minute, like don't rush into writing, but really like sit with someone struggling with this particular thing that I know I can help them with. What do I know that they need to know? What do they need to hear from me is another way you might think about that. And just starting to sit with that question and write what comes to mind is a really great way to start uncovering your unique message that your people need to hear from you.
Yeah, I really think that this helps you get to the layer beneath the layer you think you need to be focusing on in your messaging. So, for example, let's imagine you're upset by something, and then you go to a friend, like you call your friend and you're like, oh man, I'm really annoyed. Like, this thing is bothering me. And then as you're talking to your friend, she's talking back to you, and then you're realizing like, oh, there's like a deeper issue here. Like, I thought this like thing was bothering me, but I'm actually really upset about this deeper thing that's kind of been ongoing that maybe you just didn't want to acknowledge thing. I think we can all relate to some having been in some situation in our life where we realize like the thing we thought was going on is actually not the real thing that was going on. And so if you think about it, that is really what you need to do with making decisions about your messaging. It's really sitting with it to get to like the third layer down. So what you think is going on with what your people are struggling with, you're like, oh yeah, of course, like I know the answer to that. But take what you think you know and then really think about it. And when you're journaling pen to paper, I think this really comes out a little bit quicker and easier. But even if you just give yourself 5 minutes to think about it, I think it really helps you uncover a truth that maybe you just weren't seeing or not acknowledging. So we have more ways that we actually can help you do this, but that is just kind of like the tip of the iceberg to get you thinking in the right direction and really helping entrepreneurs get a sense of understanding of why this work matters in the first place and how it's actually connected to everything that you do as an entrepreneur. So this is a piece of the work that goes into tapping into your authentic message and sharing it in a way that calls in aligned clients. And we'll be diving much deeper in the Resonate workshop. It's happening live on December 7th. So if you're listening to this in time, go to supportedceo.com/resonate to save your seat and join us live. And if it's already happened by the time you're listening, don't worry. You can still go to supportedceo.com/resonate to learn more and either grab the replay or join us for a future date.
If you resonated with this episode, we would really love to hear from you. Please take a moment to share this episode with a friend who might enjoy it too. And another thing that really helps us is if you could go to your podcast app and leave us a 5-star review. This helps us to be able to continue to reach others and do more of what we love. Until next time, stay supported.